review what we don't get to, because I have no idea how this is going to last, long this is going to last. The homework assignment I gave, I think we'll get through enough material to do the homework. I actually cut off some work on the homework so that it would work for this class. If you have problems with it, I went through everything with the 11 o'clock class. So you can look at the notes for the 11 o'clock class and the video for the, I mean the audio for the 11 o'clock class if you're having problems. Okay, CIS 17, 120 rather. We're looking at programs, and we're going to go in, and the first one we're going to look at is hello.html. Okay? And just like in HTML, when I want to see the code, I do a view source. And the view source shows me the code. Now, in all honesty, I should have more HTML here, but I wanted to just talk about JavaScript. So therefore, I embedded the JavaScript in an HTML and a close HTML tag. Okay, because I have to have it as HTML. I'm going to save it with a .html extension. As I mentioned before, to be able to effectively program, you have to have the ability to have decisions and have loops. And HTML doesn't have that. But you can stick JavaScript inside HTML and get those abilities. And so JavaScript is heavily used inside HTML to let you ask questions. And we're not going to get there for a little bit. Okay, so I've got the HTML, and later on we'll look at an example where I've got more HTML going on. But I'm starting out here. And then I have to tell the browser that I'm going to script, that the browser should know that I'm going to be using JavaScript because it's got to know where I am. It thinks I'm doing HTML. The tag that says script will tell it it's JavaScript. And I'm saying type equals text JavaScript, so it knows it's in JavaScript. When I'm done, I close script. Now, within the JavaScript, I've got two commands here. One of them is document write, which means do the write function onto the document. And the document is the part of the screen that you have access to. So I'm writing onto the document. Now, a little below that, I'm doing an alert. Both write and alert need to have what I want to specifically do in parentheses. Because it's a write function, it's called a function, and it's the alert function called a function. So I put what I'm going to do inside the parentheses. And what I'm going to do is display or write the literal hello world. So it's in quotes because it's a little. And I want to write the literal hello world. And then the alert gave me that pop-up that we saw, which also said, hello world, okay? So the alert gave me the pop-up and the other gave me the write. Notice that I have a semicolon at the end of every line. You do that in JavaScript. JavaScript is extremely case sensitive. So don't think you can start document or write with a W. It has to be exactly the way it is, okay? And the alert has to be written exactly that way as well. Now I save this as a .html, and then I open it in my browser just like it's an HTML page. Because in fact it is an HTML page, it just has JavaScript embedded in it. Okay? Okay, so the next one I'm going to look at is this multiply. And the multiply comes up and it says, enter the first number, I'm going to enter a 5. Enter the next number, I'm entering a 6. And it gives me an answer of 30. Okay, so it gave me the answer of 30. So what did I do here? First, I defined memory variables. Var defines the, gives, tells me it's a memory variable. And I gave them each a name. Answer, first num, second num. I gave them each a value, and in this case, I gave them all the value of 0. So it is basically going to set up in memory ANS with a value of 0, first num with an initial value of 0, second num with an initial value of 0. Now, it's going to not, JavaScript does not tell you type. If you remember back to Access, and Access can be programmed, it, when you set up your database table, you told it a type and a size. We don't do that in JavaScript. We let JavaScript figure out the type. Well, that can be a little problematic, and we'll see why that can be problematic in a minute. But for now, I just have set up 3 variables and given them an initial value. Then I put up a prompt, and the prompt says a message saying enter the first number, and then this 0, okay, so I will put up the prompt, and it has a message, and then it has a box for you to enter something in, and the box has the 0 in it. So that 0, 0 tells it make the initial value of that box a 0, okay? And then I put up the second num and I put in a prompt to get that. And when I did this, I typed 5 for the first one and 6 for the second one. So it's now saying, okay, take what's in first num, which is now a 5. Take what's in second num, which is now a 6. Multiply them together and assign it to answer. So answer now is a 30. And then I said, document write, answer. This time, notice there's no quotes. So it writes the contents of answer. If I put answer in quotes, what would I have seen? ANS. It would have just printed out ANS. So if I had put answer in quotes, it would say fine and would give me ANS as opposed to 30. Okay? So that's the way that I can write this out. Okay. Now, the next one is very similar, except, okay, let's see. That was not the one I wanted, I don't think. Yeah, it was. Sorry. So I'll put 5 and 6 again, and this time it says the answer is 30. Okay, so the only thing that I've done differently is down here where I did a document write, I put out a literal, then I put out a separator, which is a comma in this case, and then I put out the memory variable contents. So I put what is in the memory variable, which is 30. Because when I multiply 5 by 6, I put 30 in the answer. So now I'm saying document write, the answer is, comma, answer. Now notice that space between the S and the quotes. That gives me the space up there between the S and the 30. So if I don't put that space, they're going to crunch together. Okay? So that is giving me the answer is, and is giving the answer. Okay. The next one, and that's the one I want to get through, is add num. So on this one, I'm saying I'll put in a 4, I'll put in a 5, and look what I get.
Okay.
So I have answer, I have other answer, I have first num and I have second num. I prompt and I put in 4 and 5. So I put in a 4 here and a 5 there. Now, the next line looks to you and me like it would add them up and I'd get 9. But that's not what's going to happen. Essentially, plus can mean 2 things. It can mean concatenate, and it can mean add. Now, if it is positive that it's dealing with numbers, it adds. But if it doesn't know whether it's dealing with numbers or not, it concatenates. Concatenates means put 2 things together as 1. So if I have 4 and I have 5 and I put them together as 1, I get 45, which is why it gave me the answer 45. Answer was 45. Okay. So answer was 45, and when I did a document write of it, I got the 45. And that's all because it doesn't know what type. Now, I can fix that. And the way I fix it is down to a couple of lines where I say other answer equals parse float. Parse float is a function, and it acts on first num, and it converts it to a number. So if I parse float the first num and I parse float the second num, now they're numbers. And when they add them together, they give me 9. So basically, the deal is I have to convince JavaScript that it's dealing with numbers before it will do an add. And one of the ways of convincing it that it is a number is to do this parse float. And I'll show you other ways to do that on the next slide, on the next example. The other way that I can do it is parse integer. And we'll talk about, I can use parse integer. Now, parse integer is for whole numbers. If I have a whole number, I can use parse integer. If I might have decimal places, then I use parse float. So I'm partial to parse float because it gives me more flexibility. I can use decimals as well as regular integers. In this case, I used integers, and parse float works fine with integers. Okay? It just, parse integer does not work fine with decimals. So I did a parse float. Now, a couple of things to notice. Parse float, notice the capital F. You gotta do it. Okay? You've got to put in the capital F there. And everything else up here is pretty much lowercase, and all of a sudden I've got this camel case thing, but I have to do it. JavaScript is very, very aware of things like that, and you'll get the white screen of death if you don't do it right. So basically, be very careful. So, now the next thing is, after I calculated this other answer, I wanted to move it down to the next line, so I did a document write br. So that's kind of neat. I took the br tag, which is HTML, and I inserted it in the JavaScript. So what I've got here is JavaScript and HTML and HTML and JavaScript. Okay, so I'm kind of going back and forth here. I put it in as a literal so that it says, here is the literal. And when it executes and looks at the literal, it says, oh, that's really a tag, so it skips down to the next line. Okay, it reads the literal as the br tag, and so it skips down to the next line. Okay, so I skip down to the next line, and then I write the answer is, and I write the 9 that I was successfully able to get. I'm going to show you the next page, and then we're going to start having you write one and see how far we get with that. Okay, so I'm putting 6 and 7 in, and I get 67 and 13 lots of times. Okay, so here are some other ways I can do it. I can use parse float. I can use parse integer, as I said, but I don't have an example of that here. I can put a plus in front of the number and put the number in parentheses. That tells it convert to a number. I can put the word number, notice the capital M, in front of it and put the thing in parentheses. Always I'm acting on it, so it's always in parentheses. Parse float, plus, and number, all put it in parentheses because it's basically saying do this function and act on it. Yeah.
The plus ends and number ends, those are just what you define that as. You don't need it to be called that.
I'm not understanding what you're asking. Try again.
This is the plus ends equals plus first num plus plus second
right.
num. The plus ends, you can call that whatever you want, right?
Yeah, and I was going to get to that in a second. Plus answer and num answer, I don't think I define as variables, if that's what you're asking. I should have. I added them in afterthought and did not then go and fix it. Notice, however, that it works just fine. And the reason it works just fine is as long as the variable that I don't define is something that's going to receive data, it will actually define it for me. Now, I'm not encouraging you to do that, but I'm telling you it works. So I forgot to define plus answer as a variable. I should have. I forgot to define number answer as a variable. I should have. But it took care of it for me. It's one of the few things that Java will script will fix for me. Okay? Yeah.
I have a question. Are we going to have to learn, like each one, or can we just stick with the one we like and just
you can stick with the one you like. I'm showing you the different options partially because when you get into these things you not only should have yours that you use, but you should recognize when you look at other people's code that what this is doing. And so that's the main reason I give you a lot. But no, you can pick any option you want. And again, everything in this class is open notes and open book. So you don't have to memorize anything because I'd flunk. You know, I don't have everything memorized. I'd probably pass this course. But there's some other courses I teach I'd flunk if I had to memorize. I have to do it all by memory. Okay? That's not how programmers work. Programmers have books. Programmers have the internet. Programmers look things up. We don't memorize everything. Okay, so that is basically how I can then convert the number. What I would like you to do is basically go back and pick one of these that you like. And a short one is fine. And go and try writing it and then saving it and then running it just to go through that experience. Okay, and I think you have all of about 5 minutes to do that before we're going to go into lockdown. And then hopefully we'll get back and I can do the rest of the stuff. So just experiment, take one of these, or write your own, I don't care. But I'd like you to write one. And you can either copy one of mine and write it. Don't copy and paste, okay? I mean, actually write it so that you make mistakes and yell that and you see the white screen of death. But try it is what I'm basically telling you. So, for example, you might try this first one, this multiply one. And change it to a subtract or something. And if you have questions, that's what Jess and I are here for. And that's what she'll be here for all day on Thursday. And you will be tired at 2 o'clock.
Oh, I know.
And I'll move as fast as you can in one person.
What do you do, like?
Yes, and you can do equals four quotes, nothing. Visible. So I'm thinking actually let's go back there maybe. That's kind of fun to think about. Which way would we settle? Let them stand back there. You can't see. Done, feel free to go on to the next one and do their statements and play around with that.
got a message.
You just got a message? And we're supposed to go into lockdown?
It's just saying there's a drill, so.
Okay, lockdown.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, folks. I think this is the best place, but if you want to find another place that you like, feel free. He's making sure he has the skills. Oh, I thought your place was good, actually.
That's fine. I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I think you went to the best place. Actually, he's in the best place. Yeah, no, yours is good.
They still see us from the reason.
Well, they're supposedly are going to be putting on curtains on the windows that actually will work. Oh, we're supposed to turn off the lights. Yes. Go ahead. I think it is. I tested it last time, and that locked. If it's not, they can get a VNIU, so.
How long is this going
to last? 45
minutes.
I'm not supposed to talk.
Screens, and actually I should turn off that. Time flies when you're having fun. I didn't even hear anybody try our door, did they? Okay, so you're in the middle of doing something. Have most of you got something working? And I don't care what it is, just I want you to go through the process of writing something. It can be the Hello World one, saving it and loading it. Just so you'll go through that process. Is anybody having trouble with that? You got that going? You got it seen? All right. If you don't have it all done, that's fine. We just want to see something. So close down the script. It's important to remember to close down the script. You have to close the script or you'll get the white screen of death. Okay? Basically, we will look at debugging things as we go along. But for now, it's usually a spelling error or something like that. And I'd like you to get used to checking for those kinds of things. On the wrong lights.
one right now, so we're not.
What? Yes, I didn't need to actually understand what you just said.
Not crazy.
What?
I'm not crazy.
You did look brighter, right?
Yeah, I thought you were saying no, I thought you were saying there wasn't.
And I can't decide whether to turn that one off or not, but I kind of like that one for my monitor, so. That one seems to work, turning off that middle stream. Seems to work all right for making this clearer. So?
Stops me from having a headache.
Well, that's good. That is indeed our goal. Okay. Have you got something up? Have you run something?
No, I haven't been running yet. Okay. I'm on line 11.
All right.
No, that doesn't look like moving the line, so I'll let you write.
I tried to do more operations, but for some reason it's not working. I don't know why. Like I did one variable times parentheses there, and the second variable was another variable, but it seemed like it was
working.
But it was, I don't know why it was working.
That should be fine. Did you close the parenthesis?
Yeah.
And stuff like that? I mean, that's usually the problem.
Yeah.
But it should have been okay. As I said, if you haven't done anything, do something very small, because I want to move on in a couple of minutes. Got something working?
I forgot one quote.
Yeah. No. And that's the and that's why, as I said, there really aren't any good debugging tools. We'll go over a little bit. But if you were actually doing this for a living, you can buy good editors that will help you out. Notepad++ is probably better to do it in your Notepad than Notepad, because Notepad++ will at least tell you if you're missing parentheses and things. Okay, so you can, when you save it, you need to save it as an HTML. Okay? Save it as an HTML and then open it the way you'd open an HTML page. So save the whatever you do with a .html extension, not with a .text extension, with a .html extension, and then it can run. It did. Yeah. It's a matter of going in now and looking for something you did wrong, some little stupid thing. It's not going to be a critical thing. It's going to be some, I forgot to close a parenthesis. I forgot to close a quote. It's going to be something like that, probably. I spelled something wrong.
I got the white page of that too.
Yep, so now you just look at it and you start figuring out where you went wrong.
Yep.
So bring it back up in Notepad.
Do file save as.
Or Notepad Plus, as I said, is a good one to use. Okay. Either one. Where are you? Why don't you just open Notepad?
Do you know where it was saved?
Okay, because you're saving it in Notepad, then you're opening it. For you who are looking bored, go on and look at the next example. Oh, I'll try to fix your order of operations. Now, the first thing I will tell you when you get the white screen of death, and this is a goal for doing these things. For example, when I look at this one that I did before, it's got a lot of code. If I get the white screen of death, the first thing I do is save a copy of this. And then I go back and I take out a whole lot. So that I take down, I go to the first document right, and I take everything else out. And then I test it. And see if I get that. And if that worked, then I add in the next lines down to the next document right. And see if that works. And so I keep doing it little by little. I can also throw in an alert at some place and ask it to print out an answer if the answer's not working. So I can do those kinds of things. Okay, I'm going to move on now. If you got the white screen of death, we've at least got you getting something up. And I'm actually, that's fine. And then we will try looking for it afterward. So I'm going to look at math answer. Okay, so math answer says, enter the first number, I'm going to enter an 8. Enter the next number, I'm entering a 4. Now pick either asterisk or slash, and I'm picking asterisk. Okay, so I'm picking asterisk. And then say, okay. Okay, and I got the answers 32, which is indeed 8 times 4. So it worked. So now I'm going to go and do this and look at the code. So this is starting to look at an if statement. But first, up at the top, what to do does not have an initial value. So that just simply means it sets up a box in memory called what to do, but it doesn't give it an initial value. And that's not a big problem. Now I prompt to get two numbers, and then I say, okay, prompt to get in a asterisk or a slash. And I entered 8, 4, and asterisk. So that's what I entered into this. So now it's coming down and saying, if what to do equals asterisk. Okay, notice the way it says, if what to do equals asterisk. Two equal signs means compare for equal. One equal sign means assign. Okay, so when I compare for equal, I have to use two equal signs. When I want to assign something, I use one. So what I've got here is if what to do equals asterisk, then within the curly braces, I have what I want to do if it's true. Else, I have what I want to do if it's false. So it's an asterisk. So I take first num, multiply it by second num, and assign it the answer. So one equal sign means assign. And you have to be very careful of that, because if you use two equal signs, that one equal sign in the what to do, it will just assign asterisks to what to do rather than testing what to do. Okay, and that basically is not what you want. So I'm saying if what to do. Now notice the if is in parentheses. The condition is in parentheses. Notice also there's no semicolon at the end. And the reason for that is that the if isn't done. Okay? It's not done. Yeah, no, I'm not sure. Once we've locked it, apparently, whatever. Okay, so they need a key to make it work for the rest of the life, okay? Whatever. So what I've got here, if you look at the flowchart for this, I've said Okay, if it's an asterisk, then I'm going to do the multiply. If it's not, I'm going to do the divide. Okay, so I'm basically saying if it's an asterisk, do the multiply. If it's not, do the divide. Which means any key I hit other than an asterisk is going to do a divide. I didn't ask if it was a slash. Okay? So any key other than asterisk is going to take the else, which means it's going to do the divide. Okay? So here's the else, and it's going to do the divide. And then I have curly braces around what I want to do if it's true and what I want to do if it's false. So the curly braces go around that. And there's a lot of languages out there, C, Java, etc., that use curly braces. Okay, so now let's take a look at this and say, okay, really, it would have been a lot nicer if I'd asked about the divide. So I'm going to go and do that now. So I'm going to open up Notepad, and as I said, actually I should have probably done Notepad++, because Notepad++ is a little bit better. It actually, no, that already is 16. Okay, Notepad++ actually gives you some clues when you get the parentheses wrong and things like that. So it's actually a good thing to use. Okay, so I'm now saying I want to come down here and I want to ask another question. So what I want is it an asterisk? If it is, do the multiply. If it's not, do another question. And the other question would be, is it a slash? If it's a slash, do the divide. If it's not a slash, I'm going to put out a message that says answer equals zero. Okay, so yes, no. Okay, so that's what I want to do. I want to say, if it's not an asterisk, ask the next question. Okay, ask, is it a divide? So that's what I want to do. So I'm going to come over here now, and I am going to fix this. So instead of doing a calculation, I'm going to put another if statement in here. So I'm going to say, if what to do equals a slash. And notice the whole condition is inside parentheses. So if what to do equals a slash, then what I want to do is this divide. And then I'm going to close that up. And then else, what I want to do is write answer equals zero, or assign zero to answer. So that's what I want to do in that case. So now I've said, if what to do equals slash, do the divide, else make answer a zero. Okay. Now the important thing here is the true on the first question. Here is the false on the first question. Everything inside the else is false on the first question. Okay, so I've got the true on the first question, the false on the first question. Then I come down here, and I've got the true and the false on this inner question. Now, what I do when I get a little bit more complicated, and I'm serious when I say this, is I count all of the left curly braces, and I count all the right curly braces and make sure that they count the same, because then that gives me a good idea that maybe I actually got it right. because it's real easy to leave one of them out. The other thing I always do is I always indent on this, and I'm not a big indenter, but I always indent on if statements so that I can see very clearly the braces that go together, and I frequently will go back and do what I just did to make sure that I've got the right braces. Okay, so now if they put in anything other than a slash, I am going to get an answer equals zero. Okay, so now we're going to test this and see if I managed to do it right. Because I, too, can make dumb mistakes, like spelling something wrong, only you are supposed to catch it if I do. Okay, so that I look good. So I'm going to save this as multiply divide.html. Again, I'm saving it as an HTML. Okay, so I've saved it as an HTML. And now I'm going to go to the browser, and I'm going to say file, open. I'm going to go find it, multiply divide.html, and at least it came up. Okay, so I'm going to put in a 4, I'm going to put in a 2, and I'm going to put in a slash. And I got the answer is 2. Okay, so that worked. And now I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to put in a 4 and a 4 and a 4. Instead of asterisk or divide, I put in a 4. And so it wasn't an asterisk, it wasn't a slash, so it gave me the answer is 0. Now, probably would have been better to write out a message, but I just kind of turned it to 0 as a quickie. Okay, so now I've got this code. What about if I want to make it do addition and subtraction as well? Okay? I can come over here, and right here I can put in another if statement to ask about, is it addition or is it subtraction? In other words, is the sign an asterisk, a plus, or is it a minus? And I can go through and I can basically ask for all 4 things. Okay. So, that's what I would like you to try to do in the next 6 minutes. That's plenty of time to do it, right? So, in the next 6 minutes, try it. If I'm going to put up the flowchart in a minute, and I will actually put up the solution at the end. But even though I'm putting up the solution, if you do this, I'll give you extra credit on the homework. So if you pass it in, I'll give you extra credit. Because even if you copy mine, it still takes something to get it in right and spell it correctly and all that good stuff. So... okay, so the flowchart that I'm looking for on this basically goes like this. Okay. That's the first time it hasn't wanted me to write today. I want to multiply. If it's not an asterisk, I want to come in here and do a divide. If it's not, then I want to ask, is it an and, a plus sign? If so, I want to do an and. If not, I want to ask, is it a minus sign? If it is, I want to do a subtract. And if it's none of the above, I'm going to stick with the answer equals 0. so that's the flow chart that you're trying to follow. And you can almost use that to put in some of the curly braces. Okay? So, I want a curly brace here, and I want a curly brace here. I want a curly brace here, and so forth. You can kind of almost go through this and figure out where the curly braces are, dependent on what you're putting in. Yeah.
Why does the prompt for what to do have, instead of a zero, it has just two?
That means I wanted the box to be empty.
Okay.
If I put the prompt there, if you look at it, I said prompt and then comma, and I put quote, quote. Quote, quote is nothing. It's null. It's empty. So that means I don't want anything in the box. And we've got, what, 1 minute left, so we lost a little time. Okay, so here is the solution. And as I said, it will show up on the smart board sometime tomorrow. But here's the solution. Okay? So I'm saying if what to do is a plus, then do this. And remember, I need parse float. Else, if what to do is a minus, do that. Else the answer equals zero. And if I look at these if statements, I can go through and basically tie everything together. That one went to the wrong one. So I'm going to tie this together, I'm going to tie this together, and I'm going to tie that together. I skipped one. So if you look at that, that ties up all of the if statements. And as I said, I'm going to post this up there. You can look at it and see how it's done. But I'd like you to try it without looking and then fix it up by looking or whatever if you don't get it right. But give it a try without looking. And see if you can come up with it, because it will learn a lot in doing that process. Okay. Okay, we're done. Jess and I will be around about 2 in, I think 102, but if we're not in 102, we'll be in 118. But I think we're going to go to 102.
Yeah. A question. It was on hand greater than 10, and then it was one that I found that it wasn't greater than 10, it was equal to 10.
Is that greater than 10?
No. So that's why I left it off.
Okay.
I was wondering if that's why you said take another look, and I couldn't find anything that was wrong with that.
I can't remember what it was.
I know, I emailed it back to you, and I never got a response to it. That's why
I don't know when you emailed it back, yesterday?
No, it was over the weekend.
Well, I thought I responded to everything, basically. But the deal is...